Hey, thanks for coming over. I told you it was a special occasion, and it kind of is. Well, it's the 6 month anniversary of me breaking up with my ex. Yeah, you probably remember it since I was such a mess that night. You dropped everything to come on over to console me. To this day, I don't even know why I reached out to you that night instead of one of my female friends or my mom or my sister. I was pretty mad at all men that night, but it never entered my mind to be mad at you. And then you showed up at my door with our favorite ice cream and a fresh box of tissues. I ended up crying on your shoulder most of the evening. Well, at least when I wasn't eating all of the ice cream or bitching about my ex. Then, as the night wore on, I realized that I was going to be alone for the first time in over 2 years. That relationship and being someone's girlfriend had defined me for so long. I was really vulnerable that night. I was mistaking loneliness for horniness and sex for intimacy, which is why I offered myself to you. Well, offered isn't really the right word. More like through myself. Still not right. More like launched myself at relativistic velocities at you. I mean, I threw everything at you that I had, even though I was puffy-eyed and sniffling. That sexy whisper in your ear, my leg rubbing against yours, and my hand rubbing your cock through your pants was irresistible. Except, you resisted it, even though I could feel your cock springing to life under my hand before you moved it away. I could see the longing in your eyes. But you told me it wasn't the right time and that I wasn't mentally in the right place. You were right, of course. I could have ruined our friendship that night, or I could have set myself up for a lifetime of thinking I needed to repay someone treating me like a human being with sex. So we didn't have sex. We talked a lot more, and then I guess I fell asleep leaning up against you. I woke up in bed the next morning. You must have carried me into my room and tucked me in. You were asleep on the couch in the living room. I felt better that morning about the breakup and better about myself for you not sleeping with someone for all the wrong reasons. Thanks to you and that night, I've matured a lot. I've grown as a person much more in those 6 months than I did in the 2 years with him. All because of that night and you helping me recover. I know I'm embarrassing you. I mean, we never talked about that night, or at least the attempted seduction part, but this is important. I want to talk about it now because you were so very right about that night not being the right time. Tonight is. I'm not desperate for intimacy tonight. You've given me enough of that as a friend, but I've started to realize that I've recovered more than enough for sex and romance, maybe even love. And the more I think about it, there's really only one person that all of those seem right with now. Yes, you. You are so adorable when you are so clueless. Except, you always know the right thing to say when I most need to hear it. So, tonight, I haven't just broken up with my boyfriend. I haven't been crying nonstop for hours. I'm in pretty good shape mentally and emotionally. I even think I look pretty cute tonight. I spent more time getting ready for you than I ever did for him. So, will you make love to me? You're free to say no, but if you do turn me down again, don't do it because you think it's the wrong time or that you'd be taking advantage of me, because I am so completely ready for this right now. It doesn't even have to be tonight, but I really want it to be. Just let me show you my bedroom. See? Candles everywhere. Soft, sexy music and rose petals. Are there rose petals too much? I decided at the last minute that I wasn't going to use them, but I had already bought them, so I changed my mind. And just look at the bed. It's big and lonely, even covered in the rose petals. It's a new bed and new sheets. Too many memories of him on them, so I got rid of all that long ago. Just like I got rid of the slutty dresses he liked, but that I never cared for. He kept wanting me to be someone I wasn't, so after it was over, I went back to being myself. Luckily, that's the person you always seem to like the most. Now, this dress, this is more me. It's not slutty, but I do think it's sexy. At least, I feel sexy in it. Or maybe it's because you're around. You always make me feel better when I'm sad or angry, but just like you reduce my negative emotions, you seem to increase my positive ones. I'm always happier when you're around and more confident about myself, and now I feel sexier. Now I have the confidence to be extra sexy for you and take off this dress. The lingerie is new too. It's more my style than what I wore when I was dating him and my favorite color instead of his. But the new bra comes off, and now the new panties too. Underneath them is still the plain old me. Well, in a way, you've never seen me before. You've never seen me naked before, so I really hope you like what you see. It really is okay to look, especially if you let me return the favor. Here, let me help you. Maybe that will help convince you how serious I am. It's okay if you didn't dress up for the occasion. You didn't know it was going to turn into, well, I don't want to call it a hookup. That makes it less seem important than it is. And it might be too presumptive for me to call it a date, though. And now your pants. Don't be embarrassed. I'm already naked, and I kind of already know your heart. I'd like to think the second one is related to the first one. I'm hoping that you want to make love to me as much as I want to be made love to. You're holding back because you think I might still be vulnerable. Well, I guess I am. I'm soft and shy, and I'm opening myself up to you emotionally, even more so than I ever have before. And you're vulnerable too, though, with me pulling off your underwear. The big, lovely cock is exposed all out in the open. But there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's even a little bigger than my ex's. I mean, not that I really care about that kind of thing. What I care about most is who it's attached to. I'd really like this in me right now. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for sex and all that can go along with it. Or just the sex this one time and the friendship you've always shown me. We need to do this at least once, though. Even if we never do it again, I need this to finally put that chapter of my life behind me. But I'm hoping it will be the beginning of a chapter with a new leading man. Here, take my hand and follow me to the bed. The rose petals tickle my bare feet like little silken kisses. Then, as I climb into the bed, I can feel them under my naked body, along with the fanciest sheets I could afford. They're so soft and smooth and comfortable, but all I can think of how great it will feel to have you on top of me. That's your cue, in case I wasn't clear. If you're looking for consent, if there is any doubt in your mind, the answer is an emphatic yes. I want you on top of me and in me, then out again a little and back in, with that repeating for as long as it can. I know you're nervous, but if you last even 2 minutes, you'd be twice the man my ex was. But I know you already are much more than that, which is why I'm lying here, squirming in my bed and looking up at you with what I desperately hope are very seductive eyes. And that's why I extend my arm towards you, as if I could magically pull you to me. And it worked. You're in my bed now. Go ahead and get on top of me. Don't worry about the details of it. I won't mind a hand or a knee in the wrong place, as long as your cock finds the right place. The special place I offered you 6 months ago, but that you had earned long before that. But today is the day I'm really, really ready for it. Here, let me take your cock in my hand and move it against my pussy. Do you see now how ready I am for you? Make love to me, please. I don't care if we're both incredibly awkward or if it's physically perfect. I already know it's going to be the best sex I've ever had because it's with you. It's with someone who cares about me every bit as much as I care about them. Now, don't be cruel. You did the right thing 6 months ago by not fucking me. Do the right thing tonight by making love to me. No. No, you didn't hurt me, you big adorable dork. These are a different kind of tears. The happy kind, because I'm joined with you. Still, a kiss from you would make me feel even better, and I can't help but notice your face is right over mine. Oh, more tears now. At least this time you're inside me before the waterworks started. Well, the waterworks for my eyes. Another kind of waterworks started the moment you walked in that door. Now, I seem to remember mentioning some in and out movement a little bit ago. As you may have noticed, I'm more than wet enough for a little or even a lot of movement. Yes. Nice and gentle, just like you. You move to satisfy the both of us and not just yourself, even if I'm more concerned with your pleasure. I'm sure we can find a pretty good compromise somewhere in there, because this isn't awkward at all. It's beautiful. It's like we were made to make love to each other. For you to be on top of me, our bodies softly sliding together, and your cock sliding more urgently inside of me. I'm still focused on your pleasure, but I'm getting a little greedy now too. I can't help but move under you with less control because your cock is driving me wild. My arms wrap around you tighter, and my legs too. I want to pull you even deeper in me and tighter against my body. I want us to become even closer than we already are. But we will be when we come. Even if we come together, it will be perfect, and everything you deserve. Everything I deserve too. But more importantly, we deserve each other. We're almost there. We've never done this with each other, but it's like our bodies are already so in tune with each other. I can feel your pleasure and you can feel mine. They're joining together to form something wonderful. I can't wait anymore. And neither can you. It's not like either of us are in control anymore. But it's okay to lose control with the man I trust most in the world. It's more than okay. It's perfect. So please, can you please come with me? Oh God. please, please come with me. Worth waiting 6 months for, or an entire lifetime, but I don't think I could have waited any longer. Thank you for everything. Your friendship, your shoulder to cry on, and for making love to me. This only changes things if we want it to. We'll still be friends no matter what, but just so you know, I'm open to more, so much more if you are interested, but we don't have to commit to anything right now. Well, except for some cuddling, with the very high possibility of more lovemaking later if you're in the mood. I know I will be. Oh, and the best part of the evening, I've got some of our favorite ice cream in the freezer. And after making love to me like that, I might even let you have some this time.